Welcome to this edition of In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia, the place to learn everything you need to know about upcoming Opera Company of Philadelphia productions and more. Hi, I'm your host, Mike Bolton. There's a lot to talk about on this edition of In Tune with the Opera Company. We are a week away from our season opening production of Bizet's Carmen. It's a gorgeous classic production by Alan Charles Klein and directed by one of the best opera directors in the business, David Gately. It also features an all-star cast, including Israeli mezzo Rinat Shaham, Canadian tenor David Pomeroy as Don José, AVA alumna soprano Eileen Perez as Micaela, and up-and-coming baritone Jonathan Beyer as Escamillo. We'll be catching up with some of our leading artists later in this podcast. Opening night will also have another layer of excitement added to it, as the performance will be simulcast live onto Independence Mall on a Jumbotron screen to an audience of thousands. If you are going to the simulcast or want to go to the simulcast, stay tuned because we're going to give you complete details on that as well. All of this and more coming right up. And right after this break, we're going to speak to our soprano, Micaela, Eileen Perez. So stay tuned.
Opera's ultimate temptress opens the season with a sizzle in this classic production that transports you to sultry Seville. The story of a beguiling gypsy who sets her sights on a naive but passionate young corporal, Carmen traces a tale of seduction, obsession, and deadly betrayal. Bizet's masterpiece is filled with some of opera's most powerful melodies, with the bewitching habanera, the passionate seguidilla, and the spirited toreador song. Carmen mesmerizes from the first notes of its famous overture. Starring in the title role is Curtis Institute alumna mezzo-soprano Rinat Shaham, one of the most celebrated Carmens of our time. As Don José, Canadian tenor David Pomeroy makes his OCP debut on the heels of recent acclaimed performances at the Metropolitan Opera. Corrado Rivaris, the Jack Mulroney music director, leads this season opener, a classic period production that dials up the heat. Performances of Carmen run from September 30th through October 14th. The best way to see Carmen is to buy your subscription today at operafilla.org or by calling 215-732-8400. That's 215-732-8400.
Welcome back to In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia. I'm Mike Bolton. Soprano Eileen Perez has had opera lovers and impresarios talking about her since her student days at the Academy of Vocal Arts. And since graduating just a few years ago, she has sung at some of the most prestigious houses throughout the world, including the Hamburg State Opera as Violetta, the Deutsche Staatsoper Berlin as Violetta, Pamina, and Amelia in Simon Boccanegra, which also starred Placido Domingo and was conducted by Daniel Barenboim. That Boccanegra production also went to La Scala Milan and was broadcast live to millions of people over the world via the internet and radio. And she's also starred at the Vienna State Opera as Violetta, Marguerite and Faust for San Diego Opera and Santa Fe Opera, and more. Eileen, of course, has performed several roles for us here at the Opera Company of Philadelphia. Her debut came in 2008 as Marcellina in the fascinating Jun Kaneko Robert B. Driver production of Beethoven's Fidelio. She returned later that season as Lauretta in Mr. Driver's production of Gianni Schicchi, and she starred in that opposite her husband, tenor Stephen Costello, as Rinuccio. And then the couple returned last season as a hip, glamorous, fashion-inspired production of Romeo and Juliet by Italian director Manfred Schweighöfer. Well, we sat down with Eileen backstage at the Academy in one of the dressing rooms, which had just been painted, by the way, and Eileen was totally game to sit in there and talk as well. And why does Micaela like him?
Well, yes, he's a man in uniform. Who can resist a man in uniform? Plus, if he's a guy I grew up with, you know, and I've had a crush on him for years, and his mother loves me and sends messages to him through me all the time. I have a big crush on Don José. And he is such a gentleman. There's a lot of grace to him that not too far in the opera, gets reduced to a fierce, passionate, brutal, violent attraction to Carmen. And because of his jealousy and not having her love anymore, he changes. He's a changed man.
How much of it do you think is the magic of the flower? Or
I think he's just bewitched by her. I think he is, I can't speak for him, but I think that he probably has been able to attain everything by sheer merit of, you know, his decision and his willpower. And we all know you can't make someone love you if they don't. I mean, you can't. You know, people are going to feel how they feel about you, and that's love. That's, you know, that's how we all get brokenhearted, but it is worth the risk. He just takes matters too strongly into his own hands, and unfortunately it's fatal attraction for him.
What's it like backstage? I mean, you have a lot of downtime.
Yes. My teacher said I could probably write my Christmas cards all the time, starting last week, because Mikaela is a role that, you know, she has a duet, and then probably about a half hour in between her next entrance, and then another half hour before her final entrance. So it's the first role that I've sung where I've had a very calm night. Not that it's calm on stage, but I'm going to have to start journaling.
It's a lot like Liu, though. You can totally steal the show.
Well, you know, and everyone's telling me that, and I say, okay, I don't know. It's my first Mikaela. I'm excited. I'm going to do it here in Philly. The cast is terrific, so I think it'll be... we're going to give Philly a good night of opera.
So a lot of French the past 9 months.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, I love French. I used to hate it. But I get to sing a lot of fabulous French roles like Marguerite and Faust, Juliet, which was the last time I was here in Philadelphia. And now adding Mikaela to my repertoire, it's fantastic. I love it.
So what was in between?
Manon was in between. Yeah, you're right. Another big... Yeah. So if you compare Mikaela and Manon, you can see why I could have time for Christmas cards.
dream roles.
It's still Manon, Violetta. Bigger roles, probably, you know, in my dreams. Dream come true is hopefully soon is Desdemona. I'm really happy where I'm living right now with Julietting and Manoning and Mimiing around the world. That's a lot of fun still. So I'm just enjoying living in the rep I'm in.
Do you ever see yourself moving into Carmen?
I would love to see myself move into Carmen, but I think I can wait for a long time. I think I would really love to learn how to play the castanets before I go for it. And you know, it is still a low role, so don't get me wrong, I would love to. Secret confessions of a Latin soul. What woman wouldn't, right?
Many thanks to Aileen Perez for sitting down to talk to us in the midst of the rehearsal process. The 11-12 season is a busy one for Aileen. She performs Marguerite in Faust for the Hamburg State Opera, Mikaela in Carmen for us, and also for the Vienna Staatsoper, Adina in L'Elysée d'Amore, also at the Vienna Staatsoper, her first Alice Ford in Falstaff at the Kleinborn Festival, Liu in Turandot, and Violetta in Traviata for Royal Opera Covent Garden, Desdemona for Houston Grand Opera, Norina in Don Pasquale at Liceo Barcelona, Mimi for Zurich Opera and Los Angeles Opera, and an upcoming debut at the Metropolitan Opera. The Opera Company of Philadelphia cordially invites both opera buffs and novices alike to grab their picnic baskets and blankets and join the community for Opening Night of Philadelphia, a free public simulcast of the opening night of Bizet's Carmen on September 30th at 8 p.m. on Independence Mall. This first ever live simulcast to a vast HD screen at one of Philadelphia's most iconic public spaces was chosen for a generous $150,000 inaugural gift from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation's Knight Arts Challenge, a three-year, $9 million program to support art ideas that enrich and engage Philadelphia. To register for Opening Night Philadelphia or to find out more, visit www.operaphila.org/Carmen. We're back with In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia. I'm your host, Mike Bolton. Before we meet our heroine, let's sit down and talk to David Pomeroy, our Don José. The Canadian tenor is making his Opera Company of Philadelphia debut with these performances, but of course he's no stranger to the operatic stage. The Newfoundland native recently made his Metropolitan Opera stage debut in the title role of The Tales of Hoffman under the baton of James Levine, and has also sung Faust for the company. Other credits include Traviata for Vancouver, Macbeth in Edmonton, Carmen in Ireland, Stuttgart, Victoria, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Toronto, and Kansas City, among other cities. And other roles in his repertoire include Pinkerton in Madame Butterfly, Rodolfo in Bohème, the title role of Idomeneo, the Duke of Mantua in Rigoletto, and Pollione in Norma. The role of Don José clearly is his calling card, and we are thrilled that he'll be making his Philadelphia debut in that particular role. It was a very busy day when we sat down to talk to Mr. Pomeroy. All of the artists were being interviewed for press, for radio, and for television, also had little testimonial/interview segments being filmed, which will then be aired during the simulcast on to Independence Mall as pre-show features and intermission features. And he thankfully sat down with us to talk a little bit about the whole hullabaloo surrounding the simulcast and about Don José. And here's what he had to say specifically about the simulcast.
Yeah, it's a busy day. It's exciting. I think it's an exciting time for Philadelphia, for the Opera Company Philadelphia, to be presenting a simulcast of an opera, I think, for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly exciting for us because, we all love this production. We love Carmen. Some of us have done the opera many times. And I think it's the perfect opera to promote and to give to the Philadelphia public, especially those people, the people who have never been to an opera or seen an opera. Carmen is the perfect choice. It's got everything. It's got sex and betrayal and murder and the most fantastic music possibly written. You know, it's a real people's opera.
There's a great line in the book where Don José says, "Women are like cats. When you try to attract them, they ignore you. But when you ignore them, they come to you."
That's a comment that seems to lie true over the years and still today with women. You know, if you try too hard, you're going to push somebody away. And if you just let it go and let things be, that's when things may start to happen, you know. And I don't think José has that mentality. I think him as a character, he's very complex and he's not really wise enough to think of things that way. He wears his emotions on his sleeves, and he's always just, he goes after things like an animal and doesn't think about life in that way.
If you were going to describe your Don José in a couple of sentences, how would you describe him?
I would describe him as, I really try and take José on a journey, and I don't want to foreshadow things in the beginning. I really just want to be kind of a regular dude and not be, you know, overly showing too much angst in the beginning and stuff like that. I just want to just be a normal guy in the regiment who's trying to get some regularity back into his life. And, you fall for Carmen, but I really like to take José on a journey. And I try to show some nice sides of José, especially in the duet with Micaela. And when I do have a moment to not be full of rage, I just try and be charismatic and casual. And then, of course, by the end, where we've just completely lost touch of who we are, or maybe got in touch with who we are. But I really like to take him on that big journey, and that's what I do.
I asked this to Renat. I said, Bizet doesn't really give you guys a whole lot of time on stage to really solidify a relationship. You know, you get a flower, you go to prison, and then you come back a month later.
That's right.
And, how do you, as an actor, help fill in the blanks, so to speak?
Right, yeah. Well, this is opera, you know, and it seems like this happens in every opera. I mean, relationships develop very quickly, and you have to sort of think and fill in between the gaps and kind of imagine what goes on over time. And certainly in this case, you know, Carmen is such a seductress, and José is such a weak kind of guy that he immediately falls for her, and it shows, you know, it shows her strength and shows his weakness in the beginning, that he actually, trying to get some regime back into his life, falls for her so hard in the first few minutes of the opera and releases her and throws himself in prison practically to try and win the love of this woman. I think it's, you know, I think people do fall in love quickly in life, and I think that when you meet somebody that you really do fall in love with, that things can happen quite quickly. So we just have to open our minds and be prepared that the possibility is there.
So if, and I've been asking this to everybody too, so if David Pomeroy met Carmen and Micaela around the same time, who would he go with?
I would go with Micaela. Maybe I go with Carmen, but I don't know. I just, you know,
may not last too long.
Yeah, I'm a good Canadian boy. I like to, you know, to settle down and, you know, maybe when I was younger and a bit more like on the wild side, I would have gone for Carmen, you know. I mean, we are boys, but I think in the end we want something that's secure and proper in our lives.
Future performances for Mr. Pomeroy throughout this season and some upcoming seasons include Hoffman with Canadian Opera Company, Faust at the Met, his Wagnerian debut as Eric in The Flying Dutchman with Opera Lyra Ottawa. He'll be singing La Traviata with New York City Opera at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and a concert performance of La Bohème. This production reunites David Pomeroy with Rinat Shaham and director David Gately. The trio have worked together on Carmen several times in the past. But before we talk to our Carmen, let's learn a little bit about the simulcast. We're calling the simulcast Opening Night Philadelphia, which literally launches the art season in Philadelphia. And as we said, the opening night performance will be simulcast onto a Jumbotron screen on Independence Mall. Everyone is cordially invited and welcome to this event. Whether you're an opera buff or an opera novice, this is the perfect time and hopefully perfect weather to come and see this particular opera that everybody knows, whether you know that or not. There are so many musical bits and pieces of this opera that have infiltrated pop culture that you will definitely be familiar with some of this music. So pack a picnic dinner, bring some blankets, maybe a low-lying beach chair or lawn chair, and come join us. So mark your calendar. It's Friday, September 30th. At 8 p.m. on Independence Mall. Now, you'll need to register for this event. You can do it online or you can do it in person. We prefer you do it online in advance. Just go to www.operaphila.org/Carmen. That's operaphila.org/Carmen. And everyone who registers to attend will be entered into a raffle to win a free season subscription to the Opera Company of Philadelphia's 2011-2012 season, which also features Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio, Puccini's Manon Lescaut, both of those in the Academy of Music, and two very exciting operas in the Perelman Theater, Henze's Elegy for Young Lovers and the brand new opera by the composer/wunderkind Nico Muhly and his librettist Stephen Karam called Dark Sisters, two riveting operas that you will not want to miss. So definitely don't forget to register to attend the simulcast at operaphila.org/Carmen. Again, everybody who registers will be entered into a raffle to win a full season subscription. This is our first ever live simulcast, and we've picked one of the nation's most iconic public spaces in Independence Mall as well. This project is generously funded by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation's Knight Arts Challenge, which is a three-year, $9 million program to support art ideas that enrich and engage Philadelphia. And it's also being funded by a matching gift by the Wincode Foundation and many other partners. So tickets to Opening Night Philadelphia, that's what we're calling it again, are free. Tickets are free. So don't forget to register online. You can print your ticket at home, bring it to the entrance at the mall, hand it in, and you're set to go. Now, registration again is www.operaphila.org/Carmen. If you get there and you forget to print out your ticket, or if you have forgotten to register, don't worry. There will be an opportunity to register right there on site. Now, although Carmen starts at 8 p.m., be sure to get there early to get a great seat. There'll be interviews with the stars. There'll be facilities there. You can actually bring a dinner. Also remember that no alcohol is permitted on Independence Mall because it is part of the National Park Service. Dogs are also welcome, but they have to be on a leash at all times. Gates will open at 7 p.m. Carmen, of course, is performed in French with English subtitles, and the performance will last about 3 hours and 20 minutes, including 2 intermissions. Now, we hate to say this, but what happens if it rains? Well, if it rains, there is indeed a rain date the following day. We'll let you know if the simulcast will be delayed. Check out operaphila.org/Carmen, and all of that information will be posted on there. The rain date, again, will be the following evening, Saturday, October 1st at 8 p.m., again with the gates opening at 7. That is only in case of rain. If you don't have some food or if you get to bring it, don't worry, there are snacks available. The Independence Visitor Center, located on the north side of 6th and Market Streets, will also have a light snack bar that's available as well. Lest we forget, we also have an iPhone app specifically for this simulcast. So if you are an iPhone user, you can go to the iTunes store and search for OCP Carmen to download an app just for the simulcast. It's got a quiz, it's got artist bios, it's got information on the composer, it's got a map of the facility and the area. It's got all sorts of things to help you increase the quality of your experience while on Independence Mall. So don't forget to download that from iTunes or your app store for iPhone users. So that's a little bit, actually that's a lot of bit, about our simulcast for opening night and information. Again, check out the website. I know I keep saying this, but it's operaphila.org/Carmen. You can have all that information right there. We'll be right back to talk to our Carmen Rinat Shaham in just a second, so stay tuned.
The Opera Company of Philadelphia is proud to announce its 2011-2012 season at the historic Academy of Music. The season opens with Georges Bizet's most beloved opera, Carmen. This classic production of opera's most scintillating temptress stars internationally acclaimed Rinat Shaham as Carmen. After 12 years, Mozart's comedic gem, The Abduction from the Seraglio, returned to the Academy stage. The new production sets Mozart's classic tale in the 1920s and is a clever theatrical co-production with Teatro Comunale in Treviso, Italy. The Academy season closes with Puccini's beautiful love story, Manon Lescaut, returning to the Academy stage for the first time in over 25 years and featuring the gorgeous Emanuele Iaho and Tiago Arancam as the young lovers. Join us in our exciting new season filled with love, betrayal, comedy, and of course, beautiful music. Order your subscription today at operaphila.org or call 215-732-8400.
Darling, do you have the tickets for the opera?
Yeah, they're around here somewhere.
Oh my gosh, you should find that because we have to find out which opera we're going to go see.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't really know what any of them are about.
Well, my friend Anne told me about opera overtures, which happen an hour before every opera. That's a great way to garner information about what opera we're going to go see. The opera, the plot, the music, the composer,
so I'll have some idea about what it's about before I actually sit down to see it.
Exactly.
Opera overtures.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it would make it a lot more fun.
Sometimes it does.
Opera overtures, brought to you by the magic of Macy's. 1 hour before every performance in the Academy of Music and the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, visit operaphila.org/community. You're listening to In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia. I'm Mike Bolton. The British newspaper The Independent has said this about Rinat Shaham's Carmen. Quote, "The new Carmen at Glyndebourne, Rinat Shaham, is a sensation. From the moment she slinks downstage, douses her head in the water barrel, and tosses it back in a spray of defiance, she has taken possession of the stage and everyone on it. I've never been one for note-perfect Carmens, and this one uses the music like promises and threats, coaxing, cajoling, insinuating, bending the melody, shamelessly exploiting the chesty rasp of her bottom notes. The color of the voice is just about as dusky as it gets, and it's the way that it is an extension of her body and soul and language, the vernacular, that really grabs you." Can't get much better than that. So we are thrilled to have Miss Shaham back on the Academy stage for this extremely important production, and I was thrilled to be able to speak to this fascinating artist about Carmen, the simulcast, and more backstage at the Academy of Music.
This is going to be marking this OCP production will be, I think, if I count right, the 30th run of Carmen, or 30th production that I do. And so, and a lot of times I come into a production and there's so much expectations of me and of what I do on stage, because people are already know that they already know that I've done it so many times and I have the, you know, reputation and blah, blah, blah. And I come into the opera house and I kind of think, wow, there's no way I can actually be that good, because I mean they kind of they think that they're gonna get something that it's not even human. And also because Carmen is such a familiar character, and that I love to talk about that. Everybody thinks that they know what Carmen is. So for some people, Carmen is this really overly sexy, kind of, I don't want to say rude words, but some people think that, that's what she is. And other people think that she's not that. She's this actually cold character. And I mean, she could be portrayed as cold and very kind of manipulative. And it's hard to go and do Carmen where you know that most audience members actually think they know who she is. And so to me, it's important to kind of educate my public and say, look, don't come in thinking that you know who she is or expecting to see some amazing stuff. I just, you know, come in to enjoy a show and enjoy the opera. You know, that's, to me, that's the most important thing.
It's really hard because Bizet doesn't really give you a whole lot of opportunity to really establish any sort of relationship with Don José. Like, a lot of stuff you have to kind of think happens off stage.
Right.
Because you have these fleeting moments. How do you make those moments count when you're with Don José?
Well, you know,
on
you
stage?
Have, first of all, you know, if you read the book itself, the Marimé, you know, their relationship is much more available there. And so I know that history. Of course, the audience, the public that comes to see the opera, it's not really out there. So, but I think it's not that necessary, because when you do act well on stage and you do show the passion that ignites between Don José and Carmen, and then later between Carmen and Escamillo, I think all the side details are not really necessary, because after all, it is opera, so it is make-believe, and the public who comes to see it can guess that that's the situation and that's what's happening. I think that it's just most important to be truthful to the character and really the acting.
So if Renat had met Don José, would Renat date Don José?
I don't know. I don't think so. But he must have had...
Why is that?
he must have had something for somebody like Carmen to really fall for him. But you see, it depends on the production, because you can see... In some productions, Carmen actually falls for him and is so deeply in love with him that she's actually afraid of that love, because it's a threat to her liberty in a way, and that's why she decides to go away and throw him. But other productions, you can actually you can play Carmen as a, you know, she promised him to pay her debt if he releases her from prison, and he did, and so she pays her debt, and then he just wants to go on and on with the relationship, where in fact there was no real relationship existing. So there are different ways of telling the story. It depends on the director's way of, you know, point of view, and also the production.
What do you think about the whole simulcast aspect of this?
Oh, I think it would be great. I think that you have my blessings, because yeah, that way it's a great way to reach to people that otherwise wouldn't even know what opera is, you know. For those people who actually get to see and hear something that is really truly a real opera out there, maybe they will be enlightened. Maybe they will fall in love with it. I know personally a few people who have.
Misha Ham made her debut with the Opera Company of Philadelphia several years ago while she was still a student at the Curtis Institute of Music, singing roles for us like Cherubino in The Marriage of Figaro, Zerlina in Don Giovanni, Suzuki in The Marriage of Figaro, and also Charlotte in Werther. She has gone on to an extremely well-established career singing Carmen literally all over the world, but also working with legendary conductors such as Sir Simon Rattle and many more. We'll be back in one moment. We'll be back with some final thoughts right after this message.
Opera's ultimate temptress opens the season with a sizzle in this classic production that transports you to sultry Seville. The story of a beguiling gypsy who sets her sights on a naive but passionate young corporal, Carmen traces a tale of seduction, obsession, and deadly betrayal. Bizet's masterpiece is filled with some of opera's most powerful melodies, with the bewitching Habanera, the passionate Seguidilla, and the spirited Toreador song. Carmen mesmerizes from the first notes of its famous overture. Starring in the title role is Curtis Institute alumna mezzo-soprano Rinat Shaham, one of the most celebrated Carmens of our time. As Don José, Canadian tenor David Pomeroy makes his OCP debut on the heels of recent acclaimed performances at the Metropolitan Opera. Corrado Rivaris, the Jack Mulroney music director, leads this season opener, a classic period production that dials up the heat. Performances of Carmen run from September 30th through October 14th. The best way to see Carmen is to buy your subscription today at operafilla.org or by calling 215-732-8400. That's 215-732-8400.
This is In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia. I'm Mike Bolton. We have a gorgeous production of Carmen sitting on the stage of the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. The designs are by Alan Charles Klein, and the direction for this production is by David Gately. You may have seen both of their work previously in Philadelphia. Alan Charles Klein's work has been seen in Opera Company of Philadelphia productions of Madame a Butterfly, two productions of Turandot, and the current production of Carmen, which we produced here several years ago, back in the 1990s. His sets have also been seen in Los Angeles, San Diego, Houston, Montreal, and many other cities. Director David Gately has directed quite frequently in Philadelphia, both with Academy of Vocal Arts and the Curtis Institute of Music. His other theater credentials include work at the Barbican Center in London, England, Dallas Opera, Florida Grand Opera, Glimmerglass Opera, Houston Grand Opera, Michigan Opera Theater, Minnesota Opera, Opera de Montreal, San Diego Opera, Seattle Opera, and many, many more. Now, we keep talking about the simulcast, but don't forget that tickets for Carmen are on sale. You can actually attend the opera in the Academy of Music. Performances run from September 30th through October 14th, and tickets are on sale right now and can be purchased by calling 215-893-1018. That's 215-893-1018 or online at operafilla.org. Again, performances run at the Academy of Music through October 14th. That's it for this In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia podcast. Be sure to check out our other podcasts. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to me via email at outreach@operafilla.org. That's outreach@operafilla.org. Again, I'm Mike Bolton. In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia is produced, edited, and engineered by yours truly. Thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you at the opera.